got the shutout today, but gave up a late touchdown there. Just how was it upsetting to not get the shutout, or were you pretty pleased with the performance of the defense?
It's kind of upsetting that you didn't get a shutout, but I mean, whenever you only allow 7 points and however many total yards they have, you have to take pride in that, because that's what we emphasize on all week. Because, you know, they played FAU was a good team, and they played Miami pretty good until the end of the game. And, you know, that's something we emphasized on, is, you know, being tough the whole game.
Entering the game, they're both their quarterback and their running back were playing pretty well, and you guys, for the most, you didn't shut them down, but you really kept them contained, I'd say. What kind of went into the game plan this week to be able to do that?
Fixing the little things from Stanford. You know, we had a lot of time to practice and look into the game tape and get a feel for what they did, and I think that preparation just carried over to the game today.
How pleased were you for DJ Reed and Kendall Adams on those two interceptions they both got?
I'm happy for those guys. You know, last year our new guys didn't really get too many interceptions, and to see them make big plays like that just gives us hope, and it's exciting.
And just four turnovers in general, I mean, how important is that for you guys to continue to do that?
It's very important. You know, if we could have had those in the Stanford game, I think it would have been a different turnout. But, you know, this game, you know, that's what we emphasized on in practice, is creating turnovers. We have to be a defense that creates turnovers. It gives our offense an opportunity to start in there.